The following Forum for Healthcare Strategists podcast was produced by DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on site at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, where we talk with speakers direct from the summit floor. With me is Tom Heilman, CEO of the Heilman Group. He did a presentation with Sue Amori, the Executive Director, Marketing Account Services at Cleveland Clinic. The name of the session, Marketing in the Brave New Consumer-Oriented World. Sue couldn't be with us, but we're happy to have Tom here. Tom, if you could, just give us a brief overview of your session.
Sure. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having us. The session was essentially on the well care journey that patients take, and well, engaging those patients from a consumer-oriented perspective. So often in healthcare, we look at patients from the perspective of specialty care or kind of sick care. So instead of focusing on that, we wanted to talk about the well care aspects and essentially how to get patients to fully engage throughout their journey and life cycle with the healthcare system.
So let's talk about that engagement. You say nurture programs and traditional health and wellness campaigns are important in acquiring and engaging patients. We know that, but in a consumer-focused world, it's not enough. Why is that?
Well, we have to think beyond just helping people when they're sick, right? The ideal goal of healthcare is to keep people well. So we prefer to work on well care rather than sick care. Today, about 20% of our GDP is based on healthcare. Primarily, the majority of that, or I should say the vast majority of that, is focused on sick care and chronic conditions. If we were able to get our patient population to be engaged in their own healthcare through well care initiatives, we'd be able to bend that cost curve down, keep people healthier, and keep the cost down so that more people can enjoy that.
So as a healthcare marketer, how can I emphasize well care during the patient journey?
So I think it's taking a look at all aspects of the patient journey. Often the patient journey is narrowly defined as to be around, say, a chronic condition, say like diabetes or cancer, or perhaps it's an emergency care issue, orthopedic, a broken arm or something like that. So those are important to map those individual steps out. However, a patient is a holistic being, so they should look at both their health and wellness throughout the journey. So in the ability to consistently get people to go to primary care visits, to pick the appropriate access points in terms of whether it's emergency care is the real need, or it should be an urgent care facility or a walk-in clinic or a virtual visit for many healthcare systems. Helping consumers better understand that helps them engage from a wellness perspective and maintaining their health.
And how about that gap between scheduling an appointment and a clinical visit? Is there an opportunity for us to engage patients in that gap?
There is. I mean, it's interesting. Healthcare is an industry that's much different than many others. In most cases, when you schedule an appointment, you're there in days or hours, perhaps, depending on in the Amazon culture that we live in, right? However, in healthcare, if you're looking to get a specialist appointment, you could wait months or perhaps even years if you're looking for a very particular person or particular condition. So often patients are frustrated by that time gap. So our job as marketers is to communicate to them, A, about what to expect. So often that can be pre-appointment checklists. It could be things as simple as wayfinding. Many of the healthcare systems we work with are large academic medical centers that have giant campuses with almost hundreds of buildings. So where to park, how to get there, what to expect, just to lower the concern that the patients have before they get to the clinical concerns. So remaining engaged throughout that time period is really important.
Yeah, that's really interesting on how you say that. It sounds like we should just look at that patient journey and understand what they're going through and take the opportunity, like you say, the pre-appointment checklist and wayfinding. It's just thinking, okay, when this person gets here, how are they going to find us? So putting yourself in that person's shoes, a great way to engage with them and create another touch point with the patient.
Absolutely. And the more touch points you have, I mean, if you look at the data, the more engaged the patient is in his or her own care, the more likely their outcomes are to be better, the higher their patient engagement, the higher perhaps the patient safety or the patient ratings will be from them. So it's a win-win for everybody. And it's just a matter of putting yourself in their shoes and kind of going through, having some empathy for their journey. They're probably sick or maybe not, maybe it's a well-care visit, but most likely they don't necessarily want to be in the facility or to be meeting with a doctor, right? So we have to help them make that as easy as possible.
So where should we start with this? What's the first thing I should do when I get back? Give me your best advice on engaging patients in a consumer-oriented world.
Well, I think the first thing you do is you have to look at who your patients are and how the best reach them. So I think healthcare is unique in that when you look at it, there's kind of three factors or three people that are really important in healthcare. There's the clinicians, right? So whether it's a physician, a nurse practitioner, or any of the affiliated staff. There's caregivers, which is fairly unique in this industry compared to others. The caregivers could be a parent. So you could be a parent of a child. You could have a parent that you're caring for. How do you engage those? The vast majority of decisions for healthcare are made by women in terms of influencing either their husbands or their sons to do things. So how do you influence the people? And then finally, the patient themselves and engaging them so that they can be fully educated on what they need to do and understand what they're there at that healthcare facility or with that physician to do.
That sounds great, Tom. We're going to leave it there. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
If you were unable to attend this year's Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, you can access the recordings from the sessions at healthcarestrategy.com/summit/playback. And please join us at next year's conference, April 5th through the 7th, 2020, at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, and access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening.